Video's rolling.
Audio got rolling as well.
Are you sure?
I want to do the, something's going to go wrong, isn't it?
We done the intro on the first one just a minute ago and it wouldn't record and we had to do it again. And we didn't do the intro again.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, episode number 24 of the Jimson and Roscoe Show. As always, don't forget to like and subscribe and smash that bell button, you fucking bellends. Do you know that no one's subscribed since I've called people bellends?
Maybe you should stop.
Maybe. And anyway, today we are joined by Jay Dart.
Yes,
Jay Dart,
yes.
Or Jay Dart?
Jay Dart.
Dart. Jay Dart.
Yeah. Yeah. Jay Dart.
I don't care. Yeah. Jay Dart. Johnny Dart. I'll just take the applause, man. I'll take that. That's very seldom I get it so lately, but yeah.
Come on.
Good. You three good things that happened to you today, mate.
What's that, mate?
Three good things that happened to you today.
Three good things that happened to me today. I woke up in the morning. Mm-hmm. what else did happen today? Went to Western, fucking almost got stuck in the mud.
What?
And had some nice fish and chips.
Nuppy days.
Nice. That's what it is, yeah.
What'd you do on Western? Just go down for the days, yeah?
Just go down for a few hours, man. Me and the missus and our little one. Just for a little get out of the house,
busy.
Jobby, like, yeah, it was proper rammed, man, and the traffic's been weird, like, the traffic's been shit everyone's everywhere, bro.
Everyone's
I don't know
petrol.
What it is, yeah. But, no, yeah, petrol, fuel. That's it, everyone's out fucking
getting petrol.
Trying to
panic
get,
panic buying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know it's the fucking,
it.
The media,
say it straight away, innit?
they fucking, like, this is probably going to be old news, because this one comes out in a few weeks.
Have you muted it?
He didn't, did he?
No.
Yeah, but the fuck did you mean? But the media get fucking like they put a little bug out there.
Yeah.
And then like it's just fucking next thing.
I'd like to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Just like panic buy your t-shirts or whatever. Yeah. So if you don't buy them, like
panic buy my mixtape.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Panic stream
that
my
shit's
music.
Running out.
You need that and the vaccine to get into Sainsbury's.
The streams on Spotify are running out. Stream my music now. Yeah. I seen a meme the other day that made me chuckle. It was like the irony of 2021. You need a health pass to eat at McDonald's.
Right, yeah. It's like kind of oxymoronic, isn't it?
It's funny, man.
Wowzers.
Yeah. Do you listen to the Russell Brand podcast?
No, man. I can't say I do, you know.
He's good, man. He had a bloke on there in yesterday's episode, Dr. Bob Gill. From the NHS. He's just a GP, family-run doctor.
Yeah.
And he's got a couple of documentaries there, which I need to check out after listening to this, but Save the NHS and another one, which was something else, and his whole thing is on exposing the corruption of the buy and sell-off of the NHS going into private company.
Yeah.
And it's fucking... I messaged Russell Brand, and I said, if you give any full episode for free, this one should be it. Fair. If you're going to put a full episode on YouTube for everyone to check out a whole episode without having to pay, this one should be it. It's just like fucking like, and he like, it's the paper trail. It's like none of this, like, it's not like, and none of this speculation. Like, look, this happened in 1988. They wanted to, it's documented that they wanted to learn how to fucking privatize a public health service without people knowing.
Right.
And he said 2012, you had the Social Care Act, which fucking opened up a whole can of worms of like, and there was like four parts to it, and the people that are in it, some Simon geezer who's like United Health, which is the American fucking private thing, that scandalous. But yeah, he goes into that, and he was talking about that, and he goes, do you look, can you not surprised of like the fucking why people don't trust public health? So it's not fucking public health, is it?
It's
private company.
Privatization in it is in full effect with a lot of industries in it, or they're trying to, you know, as you say, the NHS, it's they're working on it, aren't they? It's all fucking you know, vested interests and people in high places. But
he said, you know, he said there's a bill now in like as we speak going through Parliament, the final stages of the fucking like sort of sell off. He was like you're only going to hope for Jeremy Corbyn, and he goes, look what the media fucking did to him.
Right.
He was the only one who stood up and said, they are trying to privatise your NHS.
Mm.
Like, there are no other Labour.
You think more people, you think there'd be more of a backlash, because the NHS, you'd think, like, more people would hold it as sacred and fucking super important.
Especially
after what I mean. They were all fucking clapping on the steps the other fucking week.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. Drop your fucking Thursday morning fucking clap gesture and fucking...
And where's
maybe
that glass all gone, isn't it? People are very fickle, aren't they? They just kind of go along with what's popular and then they just...
Overnight
for a few weeks.
Yeah, overnight actors,
right.
But like they were saying, 22 billion that Track and Trace app got, Trace the cost.
Yeah, it was a lot of money.
22 billion. And he said the NHS had nothing to do with it. It was run by two companies, Deloitte and another one, which I can't remember the name of.
Private companies, yeah.
Two private global companies.
And yeah. Hasn't the whole infrastructure cost like 400 bill or something, all the coronavirus stuff? Like,
and now, I think now it's they're not even bill. Using it for like most things.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when I heard strange, that, man. I was just like, so you're not using the passports in clubs anymore now? Safe.
I think that was just a fucking push to fucking get more people signed up to make some more profit for the...
Of course it was.
Do you mean it's like, let's scam Rangram into doing it and fucking... I don't know what the uptake was amongst the young.
Well, fear is very powerful, isn't it? That it's a powerful motivator. Oh, man. Yeah. Like people will do strange things. People will do things out of their ordinary sort of what you'd expect people to do. Like with the panic buying, like literally one little announcement, plant a seed, you know, do not, please don't panic buy. Mm. All they hear is panic buy. And then part of it's human nature, but a part of it's like, it's kind of, I want to say surprising, but it's kind of like bewildering how manipulable a great proportion are. It's kind of scary, man, but it's kind of like, okay, that's what it is. I'm just gonna fucking crack on with what I'm doing, do you know what I mean? But the best you can, like,
because
we're still we're here, aren't we, you know what I mean?
Exactly. It's like what Brett Weinstein said. He said he thinks this pandemic has taken 15 IQ points off some of the brainiest people in the world.
Wow.
15?
That was his
goal. Very accurate. That's very precise, isn't it?
He was like, look, he's like, people that usually were very critical on things seem to have like kind of like just lost their minds.
Do you think that's because people don't actually, or it seems like people don't actually know what is going on with this thing?
Of course.
And it's like at first it's like, oh no, don't wear a mask. Now it is wear a mask. Now it's not wear a mask. Then it is wear a mask.
Stay indoors, go outdoors.
Do you know what I mean? Because they don't actually know. And then like you've got these people that are like intelligent that just kind of, I don't know, I guess they just go along with whatever's being the narrative is.
Well, they're peddling, yeah. Do you know what I mean? The worst thing is like there can be no, there's no challenge. When you've got like the whole of media, government, and private companies on board with each other.
Yeah.
Mm.
Who is challenging
them? Yeah, exactly.
That's right, man.
That's true.
The
man.
Press are going to fucking slander and fucking like ridicule anyone who's fucking saying anything otherwise.
Yeah, yeah.
Even and if they've got a logical fucking point of view. Yeah.
And also, definitely. It's also that kind of an aside, but it's kind of that Agent Smith kind of fucking syndrome in it. Like someone will pop up and say, oh, hang on, but why aren't you doing it? Oh, even sometimes it's sort of jokey about it, you know, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you abiding with this guideline kind of thing? And you're like, well, because I've got my own beliefs on it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But people sort of appear, don't they? And they're just like, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that. And I'm like, well, why have we got to do it? Do you know what I mean?
It's
everything's
like the whole
choice, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Well, it should be.
It should, theoretically.
Thing, though, innit? They love, like, Kanye's a prime example for this. Mm. Like, he's like, the press love people like Kanye. And I think someone like Kanye speaks a lot of sense, but you got to listen to the fucking full interview. When you listen to sound bites, you're going to be like, fuck it now,
mate. He's mental.
He's bonkers. When you like actually listen to like the narrative of what he's saying, because there's a full story. Like they're picking out the bits which make him sound crazy.
Exactly. Mate, exactly.
Wiley, in Wiley's new album, one of his lyrics is, I'm so clued up, I might appear mad.
Yeah.
That's real though.
It was
that's
like boom.
Real.
Like.
Well, I went and seen Flash earlier, and we've like fucking David Icke come up there. It's like not everything that David Icke says you can believe, but like a lot of what fucking David Icke has been saying for fucking years.
But then loads of people talk about that, and they say, like, I can sit there and make loads of fucking wild fucking, do you know what I mean? Theories and like, oh, this happens and this happened and this happened.
He's yeah.
like, one of them's going to be true eventually. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But then some of the stuff that he comes out with, you're like, oh, it's got to be real. Mm. And then you look into it and it's complete bullshit.
Yeah.
There's like one thing. Is it? These people tend to like take one fact, they'll get one fact and then elaborate.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The good thing with him, though, is like he does always say, he's like, don't fucking listen to me.
Yeah, yeah, go and do your own research. Fucking thing.
So from my perspective on it, like, I've read a couple, you know, read a couple of his books like back in the day, like in my sort of early 20s, like literally, like my uncle was always into like alternative stuff. He'd bring around like the Nexus magazines and that kind of weird like alternative energies and stuff. Like for my mum.
They've got a channel now, haven't they?
That's okay, on
YouTube, yeah, that's one of the ones.
Oh, sick.
They've got a channel.
Yeah, they've been going time though, man. They've been like, going a long time there. Now, it must be like 20 years plus, I reckon. Must be. Yeah, and he'd leave the books. I read them in my early 20s. I was like, okay, like, have a look at reality. Like, it really fucking got to me. But, like, you know, he hinged a lot of the fucking crux of his whole ethos was on the teachings of the Zechariah Sitchin and his interpretation of the stone tablets, the cuneiform or something like that. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's all hinging on how this guy interpreted those tablets that were written like thousands and thousands of years ago. And he supposedly learned the language and how to fucking decode it. Like, who knows? Like, maybe he got it right. Maybe this is the thing. It's like people read the Bible. Like, you get zealotry in every fucking thing, don't you? You get like people saying, "Oh yeah, this is the word. This is the word. This is what this means." And they say, "Right, that's what it fucking is." Yeah. But is it? Yeah. It's all down to individual fucking interpretation, isn't it? Like, it's
like the guy that redid the Quran and then was like talking about how it's not 72 virgins, it's 72 grapes or something.
Right, right.
The that guy, he had to release it in a pseudonym. German guy.
Yeah, him.
And he was like, he's like got like, obviously had like a fat 12 putting him and that, like death threats and shit, like fucking. But what he did, he went around and he said these were written in different regions. And he goes, you're translating it as
one region.
Yeah. It's like the dots in here in different places mean different things in different places. And but the other one as well is there's a book by Reza Aslan, The Life and Times of Jesus in Nazareth, and that's good. And he writes like, so he goes through history and he creates like a narrative of the story of Jesus based on history. And like basically like he was born in Nazareth, which is like a slum ridden place. Likely he had brothers and sisters. He was likely the son of a prostitute because he was called son of Mary. And in those times you'd be like son of John, son of Dave, son of whoever, like you'd be the son of your father.
If you were
son of a woman, your mother was likely a prostitute.
Right.
Okay. So it was like
that's why she lied to Joseph.
Yeah, like your dad's God, mate. That's why he's not a bad.
I was waiting for Roscoe to light in the light on the blue car. I was like, yeah, he's gonna drop a bar in there somewhere. I was like, yeah.
But yeah, like, he was like, yeah, his brothers were like, would have went to the city to work and all that. And John the Baptist would come within the story, which would do it if I'm really interesting. He said, John the Baptist is a historical figure that isn't just a biblical figure. He's been documented in multiple places in history of scriptures and stuff all around. And he said, the actual matter of the fact would have been Jesus wouldn't have taught John the Baptist. John the Baptist would have taught Jesus.
Right.
People used to go to John the Baptist on the river to learn how to baptize people and shit.
Right.
He went there. And he said it's not actually an uncommon thing to have a zealot like Jesus. He said there would have been fucking loads of them around that time with the Jewish temple, of how corrupt it was.
Okay.
And then he was talking about when he went for like to be crucified, he goes, the whole thing of it being drawn out, he goes, it wouldn't have been like that. He said he probably wouldn't have even looked up at him. His name would have been like, yeah, crucified, next.
Right.
Just fucking like that. Like,
story. Like a ceremony and all that business.
Yeah. Mm. Interesting book.
That's interesting.
Really interesting. But so the corruption of then is still very much there, like as you see it now. The corruption of the first century Jewish temple, you're only allowing the rich people in, you're only allowing the elites in. Like, even if you look at it in that sense and you don't take the story of Jesus being as he's portrayed in the Bible, like, still, there's so many things from that you can still learn. It's like, well, what's changed? You still got elites in fucking.
Yeah, very little
in
change,
their temples.
Is it, man? It's a weird, strange, isn't it?
Do you think we'll ever reach some sort of like equal, fair society?
I think we will, man. I just think it's a case of like, I think it begins with the internal work within a person. Like, I think it begins on a personal level, like self-love and all that. I think it comes from there, man. I think it really does, because what you experience in your external world is a fucking reflection of how you really see yourself. Yeah. Like, I think it is, man.
It's what you're focusing on as well, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, man.
If you've been looking at buying fucking a new fucking Golf,
right,
for like the last fucking like month,
you'll see golfs everywhere.
You're gonna see golfs right. everywhere.
100%.
Doesn't mean there's more golfs anywhere. It's just that's what you are in
tune with. You're paying attention.
That your focus is that. So you're gonna pick it up.
Right.
So whatever you're paying attention to, whatever you're working on, is what you're gonna you're gonna see more of. Because so that's the whole thing of like the manifestation thing. It's like when people say that, it's like people are like, oh yeah, you're gonna sit there and just fucking wish it. You're just like, well no, you actually have to fucking go and do something. But like paying attention is like the first step to anything. It's like, do you mean? And you, and with that is like more opportunities open up.
Yeah,
the more you're in tune with those things, like you're gonna fucking pick up
100%
on an opportunity. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's it's the where was I gonna go? I was wanting to say something after I said that to you. Then
I don't know.
I think that was a complete thought right there, man. I don't think you need to.
It was a statement. Fucking thrown out in there. what's going on with the music anyway, mate?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, do you want to like introduce yourself to the people then?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, that'd be good, man.
So who are you?
Who are you?
I think this is a good like setup though, to go straight into like a topic and then have like a little
bit of background. Cool, like,
because it draws people straight in.
Yeah.
Some people are like, well, I don't know who that person is. And now I'm hearing about them. It's like, all right, draw them in, get them interested. Now let's tell them who you are.
Don't forget to like and subscribe and smash that bell button, you fucking bellends.
You said that already.
Yeah, this is a nice setup.
It was a good interval to do it again. Just before we introduce, plug it.
Slade.
Yeah. No, who are you?
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. So I think this is a nice setup, man. I like this. It's cool. We've got all the lights up in there, and it's nice. Right. So I'm Johnny Dart, as in Johnny, and then fucking Dart. Rapping. I've been rapping for fucking donkey's years, haven't we? Like, you know, 03, 04. Just staring intently at the camera. So Johnny Dart, you know, you can find me on fucking YouTube. You can find me on Insta, the actual J Dart, because I was fucking super egomaniacal back in them days when I set it up a few years ago. But yeah,
Not this morning.
I did that last night. But like, yeah, man, just kind of, you know, going through life, like finding myself, like last few years, like literally I'd say probably like 3.5 years ago, I kind of got into like the whole gratitude thing and like becoming more like self-aware, the self-love thing and fucking grounding and all these like so-called spiritual practices, which are very fucking easy to do, but they're very easy not to do. And that's the thing. It's like, how much do you want to do something? And like, I used to be, you know, my background's like sales, man. I used to try and get you into all manner of fucking madnesses, but my background's like sales. And me and Roscoe, going back, we came up, like when I first met Roscoe, like I interviewed him for a role in this weird fucking company, this weird fucking pyramid scheme. And it was a literal pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
And it was called Arcadia. And we were like selling dogs, basically. It was shot in bare dogs on Rover.
Remember the morning, routine.
And it was American hype, like rah rah,
and be like, why do they keep all clicking their heels together? Remember that?
Danny,
the heels. Weird, man. And it was fucking like, it was weird, like a cult. Almost.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
but I gained something from that.
Yeah,
because I wasn't gonna say that to you. I did gain from that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What I gained from that is belief.
Mm.
Yeah, there was this belief that basically, if you knock on 100 doors, 4 people will say yes.
Yeah.
And it taught me like this whole thing where it was like, that taught me something. It was like, I'm knocking on this door, slam, door slammed in your face. It's like, no. Instead of being like, someone's just slammed a door in my face, you're closer to your first yes. And it's like, you can take that and apply that into the world.
Yeah.
You know? And I did.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you do with them weird situations that you get into.
You said about you practicing gratitude, it's the same sort of thing, isn't it? It's like learning to be grateful for the situation, what you're gaining from a situation and not the situation you're in. You could be in a shit situation, but if you can be grateful from what that situation's giving you.
Yeah.
It's how you see it.
And what you're gaining from that situation, because you will gain something.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you apply yourself and put yourself out there for whatever it is you're trying to do, it's going to be harder.
Mm-hmm.
The whole point of stepping outside your comfort zone, right? I mean, you fucking sit in the same thing of like, go to work, go home, fucking, I mean, just fucking watch TV, go home, go to work, watch TV, go home, go to work, watch, blah, blah, blah.
It's a cycle, isn't it? Yeah.
And you never like really like to grow in. So, you know, when I say this, I don't mean like you have to grow and become a fucking entrepreneur, because you can still fucking go up and go to work every day. But little things in your life that just, I don't know, like you say, like little spiritual things or whatever, like maybe you just want to take up some breath work, or maybe you want to fucking take up sewing.
Haberdashery.
It's like, but like, it's the when you start it, and like the more you go into it, the more you do it, the more challenges you're going to face, isn't you? Like,
we've digressed.
We've digressed a lot, man. Yeah.
Carry on, Jimmy.
That's cool. After that brief
as
interview.
Always. As per usual.
Just come off on tangents.
Yeah. Okay. Carry on.
New channel. Asides with Jimson and Russell. Different topics that we went in on
rabbit
and we want to come back to
with
again.
Jimson and Roscoe. Where are we rabbiting today, boy?
But yeah, man. So yeah, I did all the sales. I was in fucking network marketing. My parents got me into that when I was like 18. Like, happy birthday, son. Here's your fucking
ting.
Here's your ting. Like this is what we're doing now. And I was like, okay. And I read all the books, but I didn't fucking practice any of it. Mm. I just read all the books. I read all the Tony Robbins books. I read dozens of books, but I did fuck all with it. Like genuinely.
Yeah.
Like I was doing that as a business, like full time. You know, I did all right from it, but it wasn't anything great. But like, still in sales now, so I got that's my sort of background in terms of work. Like, and people might think, oh yes, it's a shit job, sales, but it can be pretty good. Like sometimes when you're really on it, it can be all right. But yeah, like I learned a lot doing what I shouldn't be doing. Like, learning what I shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
And then now I'm kind of practicing things and doing it as a daily fucking routine. So now I'm starting to see little things starting to click. And you asked me about the music, man. So I'll get back onto music. So I dropped a very controversial track.
What is your routine? Have you got like a morning routine or an evening routine? What are your personal sort of health routines that you're practicing?
Yeah. So what I've been sort of refining it a bit over time. And what I do now is I start with the breath work. Mm-hmm. So I start with the breath. I used to start with like the gratitude, you know, have a glass of water, just like hydrate yourself. But I used to start with the gratitude. That was the first thing I did. Like literally the Tony Robbins one. It was like, the morning Tony Robbins morning routine. Mm-hmm. If you YouTube that, Google that, it comes up. It's easy to find. It's like 10-15 minutes. But now I start with the Wim Hof, breath work. So it used to like take it out of me. I was like, okay, I've done one round, that's good, I'm done, that's enough. But like now I do like the intermediate, so you do like 1 minute, I think it's like 1 minute, 1:30, 1:30, 2 minutes. So I do like maybe 2-3 sometimes 4 rounds. So that's how I start. Then I do like my gratitude. So I do like the Tony Robbins thing. And I've got into a guy actually.
Is that like a meditation type gratitude?
Yeah, when
thing?
You see, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Are you writing it down or?
Yeah, love
yeah, it. so elaborating on that, yeah, so it's visualization. So okay, so
cool.
I think the breath work helps your body get into that receptive state to do the gratitude practice.
Yeah.
So you get in that state, and it just sort of clears your mind as well. It's very sort of like balances you out.
Are you doing the cold showers as well?
I've tried the cold showers. That's another thing, because my knee's fucked from basketball. So basically my mate said to me, oh, you know, he was a ex-GB Taekwondo guy, Phil his name is, and he was like, you know, have you heard of like Wim Hof? I was like, yeah. And he was like, do you do like the hot and cold, like literally like a super hot bath, like as hot as you can fucking handle for like 15, 20 minutes. Then while it's running away, you're doing your breath work. And then you do the cold shower.
Okay.
So it fucking works, bro. Like, it does work.
Because I just do straight cold fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You find it's good? Like,
yeah, it, I mean, it, like.
Like mentally so, good.
Yeah, 2018 was when I started on that. When I started on my little Wim Hof fucking journey.
Yeah.
And yeah, pretty much like yourself. So I have like similar sort of things, just like tweaked different morning things over time. So you exercise then as well?
Like, yeah, so all I do, man, I just do the fucking, like, it sounds a bit gay, I just do like the Joe Wicks. Like, I do that. Like, I was playing basketball until like 6-8 weeks ago, and then like it kind of comes and goes. I play for like a few weeks, then something tweaks and I have to sort of sit it out. That's what's been happening. I haven't, man, and a lot of people ask me that, and they're like, well, why don't you go to the physio or something? I'm like, well, I just feel like it's gonna work itself out. Like, I'll get around it, but it probably would be fucking wise to go to a physio and get things sorted. Yeah, man.
It's because the fucking ball ache at the moment. I was talking to my mate the other day, and we were talking about fucking how hard it is to get an MRI scan on the NHS.
Mm.
I've gone there and said, look, this is fucking an MRI scan. They're like, no.
I didn't even know that, but yeah, really? I guess it would be like.
And we were talking about someone, and they were saying about how they were having bad back, and they were going to the NHS. They're like, yeah, keep stretching.
Yeah,
they actually had a ruptured disc, and when they finally had the MRI, they were like, you shouldn't be stretching. That's the worst thing you could do.
Of course.
When Neg finally went numb, it was like, look, I cannot feel my leg. They went there, we've done it, and they were like, yeah, you've had a ruptured disc. You've been in fucking ages ago.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you know, people rely on what the doctor says so much, and we sort of give away our power a little bit to these so-called authority. But that's a whole nother. We could talk about that, but that's, you know, we've got a lot within us that we can just fucking access quite easily.
Yeah.
Since I've been doing hill sprints, my knee, I've had knee problems for the past, I'd say 4 years.
Yeah.
Like where I get like, I know what it is as well. It's like a tight muscle up here, whatever this muscle is called.
In the quads.
Yeah.
That's the one. And it pulls on my kneecap and pulls it up, so it like clicks when I'm walking and stuff like that. It's probably because I've lost weight, actually. It's probably because I'm not as fat as I used to be.
Positive from a negative.
It's all little pieces though. It's like, because I always find when I try and work out what the thing is that I've done that has healed it.
Mm.
It's that. But then he goes, well, it could have been that. And it's like, well, actually, it's probably a little bit of all of it.
All of it, yeah. You know
what I mean? And it's the mind as well. It's like how fucking, like, when you're living in chronic stress, we'll get back to the fear thing, isn't it? Like, if you're living like that all the time, you're going to have more ailments and your body's going to have more, where if you like.
Yeah. And I think like, the last sort of 18 months, I think they, it's a fuckery, man, because they literally kept people in that vibration. Like, the power they had to keep so many fucking beings in that vibration, that takes some doing, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And it did. It sort of, you know, like, the, you know, don't get too into it, but like the suicide rates and the mental health, that's the real fucking pandemic as a result of this bullshit. Like, that's
the amount of people that, like, me. Do you know what I mean? As one example, me, I know I can nick, I'm not going to name people, but there's so many people that are the last people that you'd expect to have any sort of kind of problems, and they're all coming out being like, I'm not in a good place. And it is mad. And it is a pandemic, like you say. That is the pandemic.
And as well, you got to look at the kids, mate.
I don't know what sort of effect that's going to have on them.
I mean, it's like children are like, remember what it's like when you're young?
Yeah, you just want to be out with your friends.
Fucking
all
kids,
the time.
Like, and you look at the kids that weren't, right? They generally, they grow up to be very introverted and have 100%. A lot of social skills. Like, they don't have very good social skills and stuff because they're like, but the ones who are out and just generally being kids.
Yeah.
So if you've got that mass amount of people that aren't socializing for like periods, it's like going to dent their fucking social.
And then when they do go out and they go to the supermarkets, the only place they're allowed to go, everyone's wearing masks. You can't see facial features or emotions or expressions. Yeah. It's even more confusing.
Yeah.
It's like someone said to me, their child was, I think, nearly two, and they hadn't seen anyone else's face. Like their full face.
I
was like, because my sister was like, I've basically been in lockdown for like 2 years, or like year 10 and year 11. So her whole of year 10 and whole of year 11 was lock off.
Yeah, it's bonkers. That leads us on to a nice...
Pick the vibes back up.
Your hip-hop.
Let's go back up, man. But like, it does. Like, it is, again, like Jimson, like you said, man, it is what you focus on. Like, it's what you fucking focus your attention on, because your attention's like a fucking beam of light on your... Yeah. You know, it's like a little miner's helmet and you're sort of searching through the darkness. But I find that a lot, because I'll scroll on my Facebook and I'll be like... I'll look at something from someone I sort of respect, or I think they're intelligent, or I think they know what's going on. I'll look at it and I'll be like, oh yeah, shit, that's great. And I'm like, don't fucking just divert your attention from it. Do you know what I mean? Because
was
like,
it in this when I said, or was that before this? Does that mean you, the episode, or have we already spoke about this, where I said about not looking at the papers when I walked through the thing, I actually looked at the last one.
100%.
So the other day I was walking through the subway on the train station, fucking metro things out, and I was like, I'm actively now at the point of looking away. I don't even want to see the headlines.
Yeah. That's it. That's a good one, man.
To butchers every day. I just go like that.
Every day.
Don't give in to temptation.
I don't want to look at it. It looks horrible. It smells horrible. I don't want to see that anymore.
Why? So what's that? You eat meat, but you don't want it.
No, I don't eat meat.
Okay.
Nah.
You just don't want to look at it.
Every day. You've gone veggie, right?
I've gone veggie as well, man. So I was wondering what way you're going.
I don't eat meat. So every day I've got to walk past it to get to my car, and every day I can just smell it, just dead.
I hear you,
flowing out of the butcher's.
Brendan, if you're listening, I know your mouth's dribbling.
And do you know what's even funnier, right?
Shout out to all your carnivores.
I always find it ironic, that in this particular butcher's, you've got all these dead animals everywhere, and then in the front they sell cute little mascots of animals. I was just like, you lot are taking the piss, man.
It's one of the best ones I heard that the thing on it was with Sadhguru and some woman in the crowd. She said to him, she's like, she was worrying about being fucking plant based or whatever she was worrying about.
Mm-mm.
And like, he's such a fucking G. He's like, these are the things you shouldn't be concerning yourself with. You should be eating for nourishment. And once whatever your nourishment is from, you need to be respectful of what you've eaten. If an animal's died for what you've eaten, be respectful. Don't take more than you need. Nourish yourself and move on. One meal a day is all you need. He goes, you don't need any more. And like, it's just the way he says it. It's like, don't get into like political wars of like, you can't eat this, you can't eat that. Stop telling people what they can and can't eat and become more in tune with your own nature of like, okay, I'm going to eat this and I'm going to be respectful of what I've just eaten and fucking, do you know what I mean? And like, be respectful of other people's wishes. Just don't be fucking gluttonous, innit?
100%, man.
I think that's our biggest problem.
And on that, just quickly, like, because I go off tangents, like bare tangents all the time, but like just saying, you know, who's the government or who are all these industries to like to control what we do? Like if you really look at it, like they're telling you to not do this, to do this, like, do you know what I mean? Like what power have they got to say, oh, you've got to wear a mask here, or you can't go in this shop, or you can't do this, or, you know, these are moral choices. Like what business has the government got? The government is just a fucking fictitious entity. Like the government is just a piece of paper. It's just legislation. It's just
employ.
Companies. It's just companies. That's
and
all
if
it
you
is.
Look at it, it's like they are people that we have employed.
I was hoping that this was going to go like
that,
this. And
that
and
taxpayers has, have employed. Taxpayers have employed the government to do some things. And I think the government have got too much power now. And I'm not one of these who believes that completely in the free, like people, everything should be free, because regulation is good in some aspects. You need to regulate some shit, because some shit just needs to be regulated, because otherwise. But it's like the way that Brett Weinstein put it was really good. And he said, when you're regulating something, the question you need to ask is this regulation gonna give us more freedoms or less freedoms?
Is
when you were like the air industry, and then he used the air industry, the airline industry.
Right.
He goes, one of this, the most regulated industry on the planet. Not just the not just the airline of the safety checks and that. He goes, but the people in the airport, from the time you step foot, your scanners,
every
your fucking
aspect,
completely regulated. But what freedoms does that give you? You can fucking walk into an airport and fucking pretty much go to any city in the world.
Right.
Do you mean? And it's 100%. Like, so those regulations have allowed for greater freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, so that's a good.
That's a good example
of regulation.
But
I think people like that's the trouble with the left, right?
Mm.
The left are putting too much power into authority.
Right.
So we need to be more left-wing libertarian.
You can't say that.
Why?
That's what the left would say.
But it's true. You're putting
too much
money.
Are you really a secret leftist?
But it's like, to me, it's like they're putting too much power into the. I've worked out. I'm a left-wing. Libertarian is what I worked out. I am.
Okay. Yeah.
So policies and stuff that I believe in are all left, but I also believe that we shouldn't be fucking giving it to a central power.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you mean like a central agency of power, corporations, government? It should be individuals should be more empowered with their own lives, but we should also have the. Universal healthcare, universal income, and for all of these things.
All of those things should be we shouldn't be entitled to them, but they should be available to us, all of those things. And that's it's definitely, I can't remember, I was going to say something. Like, it's gone. It'll come back to me. We'll move on. We'll track back to that.
But yeah, it's the authority.
So we've digressed for, I'd say, 10, 15. This is really enjoyable, by the way. I'm actually really enjoying this chat. Talk about hip-hop.
Yeah, so hip-hop.
Let's get to your music.
So about yeah, so I got my sort of biggest influence was KRS-One. That's what got me into saying I want to be an MC. I want to do that and fucking hold it in the highest fucking esteem. Do you know what I mean? And he was like, I read one of his books, and he was like treat your marker as your fucking like a doctor would treat it. You know, fucking
like his shirt, like scalpel or something.
Yeah, yeah, like hold it in that fucking highest esteem, and like, you know. But he drops knowledge, and that was what made me want to be an MC in about 2003, I guess, something like that, or whatever it was, when I sort of picked up a book and started writing. And and then I got on this sort of looking, kind of searching, like searching for knowledge or searching for something to make you feel a certain way or make you feel a certain level of enlightenment or empowerment. Yeah. So if I get this certain knowledge, I'd be like, oh, I feel powerful now. Like they say, don't they? Knowledge is power, knowledge is key, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah. Knowledge reigns supreme. So I got onto like the Temple of Hip Hop website, and I started like following all these people, researching all these people, and it took me down a lot of like interesting fucking paths, man. Like true esoteric knowledge, like ancient knowledge, and all the like Kemetic knowledge and that. And I was sort of looking into things, and I was like, fucking hell, like we've got powers, you know what I mean? But like, yeah. And then I started writing and went down some weird alleyways, and then I had like a break from it, and I really didn't do anything with it for fucking years. And then about 3 years ago, connected with a guy on Facebook called Warren Ryan, basically. And he was like, I saw him as this fucking guru, but I get sucked into these things, as you know, man. But yeah, like, he taught me a lot though. Like I went to these like meetings and, you know, taught us about gratitude and taught us about like energy and energizing yourself and that kind of thing. And and then I just kept writing, and I'm trying to think where I'm going with this. Yeah, just kept writing and put out an EP in like 2006-07. And then I've all these years later got one coming out like end of the year, like before Christmas. So it's kind of come like full circle, and I've reconnected with the kiddie that I made this original mixtape with, a guy called Inglorious Poet. So shout out Inglorious Poet.
He's coming on October, November. Okay. He's coming on.
Yeah, he's a good guy, man. So yeah, so we're doing a track, and we've got an artist on there called Crush Landon, who's a sick singer from London. So that's gonna be a drop. I just think like the bars I drop on that is like more me, because I go through these patches where like I want to just fucking destroy an MC. I want like fuck you, blah blah blah, and then I go to like, you know, like I'm trying to connect with myself again. Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's very strange, but like this new one is like more on that sort of positive self-empowerment.
Do you not think we can have both though?
Of course you can.
Because it's like we're humans. We've got war in us. We need to, 100%. And we need
it's
to.
Light and dark 100%. And
exactly. We're so it's like you look at like Aristotle and people like that. They were all wrestlers. They used to wrestle. They used to do like, do you mean it's like they all used to do some kind of like physical violent thing. Yeah. And these were like fucking real clever people. So it's like, I think that then that I don't think if people don't spark that inner animal in them, they need to find some positive way of doing
jiu-jitsu
it.
Jiu-jitsu thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
like Russell Brand doing jiu-jitsu.
Yeah,
it's like, is it?
Yeah,
Lex Friedman doing jiu-jitsu. Yeah. I'm like, fucking hell, is it? Okay,
it's the thinking man's martial art.
Yeah, yeah,
right. Yeah,
it's like chess.
It is, because it's like. No matter what size you are, you're using the other person's body leverage against them.
Yeah.
It's all knowledge, isn't it? It all comes back to fucking knowledge, doesn't it?
You've got a big guy pushing you, and you pull him. He's more leverage, do you know what I mean?
Squid Game.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean once you've watched it.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it.
Tug of War. Mad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, so I think that's like, do you know what I mean? It's like the art of like doing that. Like, because I think with music and like writing, it's like,
projecting your fears, because I always write miserable, dark stuff.
Do you?
So
no, you I haven't noticed.
But like, I think like, I've like only just realized, like, oh right, that's me projecting my fucking fears, and like, I'm not sitting with them and internalizing them. I'm putting them out there in a way of like, or whatever. Like, do you mean it's like, yeah, and that's almost like a form of therapy.
I was gonna say that can be healing, can't it?
Yeah,
that's part of the fucking healing process for you. That's
like,
what you do.
You're not internalizing it and not having these conversations. It's like, maybe like you haven't got someone, you feel you haven't got someone you can sit there and talk to these things about.
Yeah.
So you put it out in like a song or whatever, and then maybe it becomes easier to talk about anyway because you've already put it out there in that form.
Yeah.
And it's not as like,
and you've accepted it. Sometimes it's acceptance in it for yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, oh God, I feel that way because of, oh shit.
Yeah.
And that's why like music is so fucking powerful, because like I listen, you know, because I do sales, like I try to do all these little mental tricks to get myself happy, like genuine smile on my face. And sometimes the best way is to just fucking relax and just don't try and do anything and it will come. But other times I'm like, I'm just playing like music like non-stop for like, on my break I just literally, as soon as I get in the car, it's just put music on and I'll just let it run and I'll be doing like Scrabble or some fucking word game or something. But and it just, it picks you up.
Yeah.
You know, you listen to like certain, like, you know, like Marvin Gaye or something, it will just lift you up. Mm. And it can't help but, you know,
even
though it's that high vibe, it's all about vibration, it is all energy, isn't it?
But even like listening to like stuff like that, say you are feeling like shit, you listen to something that is like a song that is shit, not a shit song, like, yeah, listen to shit music, kids. But like, you mean like something that's on your, that sort of like vibration level, I don't know, it might be fucking a song that's like dark or whatever, but like, you then listen to that and you're like, oh, I've connected with that, that's cheered me up a bit.
Right.
Because I'm like, you're like, someone else has felt that, someone else is doing that. Like fucking, what's the song, Eric Clapton? The one with fucking about his kid, Tears in Heaven. If you know my name,
would you know my name?
If I saw you in heaven, mate.
Like, that tune, I do know. I was thinking, what?
Yes, so that song was written about his 3-year-old son who crawled off the balcony and died.
So no matter,
that's how deep the song is. You listen to it knowing, like, if you didn't know that, like, it'd be like, oh yeah, it's a song. Yeah. You, when you know what the song's about, you're like,
emotional, man.
That's fucking heart-wrenching. So it's like, no matter what you're going through, right? Say you're feeling a bit sad or whatever, and you listen to that, it's like, yeah.
You should listen to this, the lady at Cooper and Tanner, when I parked in your parking space last Sunday and you were getting emotional about it.
Eric Clapton. Go listen to it.
You know,
and if he can do that through that pain, go write a song about your car, love.
There's loads of people that would love to have been in your position and got to work and the yellow car was parked in your parking space.
That's the other thing. What was I listening to the other day? They were like, I can't remember who it was.
Bitch.
And they were saying, there's a...
Sorry, I take that back, actually.
Sam Harris, where he was like, there's at least a billion people in the world that want to be in your shoes.
Yeah, right, that's what I'm saying.
100%. That's why gratitude is so powerful, man, because people take every fucking thing for granted. Like, you know, we're like fucking, by the power of these mics and that device there, we're able to connect with like maybe like thousands of people. Do you know what I mean? It's like
probably 30.
I was thinking optimistic. Yeah. like, do you know what I mean? Like, marketing skit. But do you know what I mean? Like we get up and you fucking look at the sun and you look at the blue sky, like, and it's a fucking form of power. Like the breath that you take. I never used to be on it and I was like, you know, that conscious breathing, it's so fucking powerful and healing.
Like, even like, just like you, if you're stressed in a day and it's there, four seconds in, 4 seconds hold, 4 seconds out, hold. Just,
bro, like all the time. Like, why do they tell pregnant
listeners
women to
do it with
breathe?
Me now?
They don't tell a pregnant woman to dance around, do they, and get happy. They tell her to breathe. Like, why? Yeah. Because it heals. It's a physiological fact. It fucking, it connects you with spirit, like somehow, or whatever you want to call it, God, the power, you know, universal tech, whatever you want to call it, it connects you to it. So that's
brings you back to the moment.
It brings you back to the present moment. That's it.
Anchor
boom,
yourself
boom,
to the present moment by using your breath, because it's
boom.
That's where we should
boom.
Be at
you
all
got
times.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's and it's like the best way that then I found out what meditation really is, or mindfulness, if you want to put it like that, is like when you're sitting in those for 10 minutes. It's not how good you are at being mindful in those 10 minutes. That's just you practicing for the real world. The real challenge is like, how is that impacting you in everyday life?
Yeah.
Are you noticing this anger come up in you before it comes into an rage? Man. Before you've like, it's like, oh shit, the anger's got the better of me again. It's like, okay, I'm angry. Let's sit there. Let's feel the anger. Oh, I'm angry.
Accept it. Let it go.
Yeah. Well, oh fuck, I'm getting a bit worried there. Before you know it, you're like in a fucking front. Oh, I'm not fucking going out. I don't want to see anyone. Yeah. I mean, like, you can notice it come up in you. It's like, I'm fucking feeling anxious here. Maybe you can verbalize it with someone if you're lucky enough to have someone to verbalize it to.
Yeah.
Or even not, you just fucking verbalize it to yourself. Come back to the breath.
Yeah, man.
Happy as well. It's like fucking blind happiness is just as fucking dangerous as the the other one.
Yeah.
Like, do you mean it's like fucking like, okay, you're happy, but it's not going to fucking, don't try and hold on to that.
Yeah, no.
Be happy. Enjoy it. Let it go. Do you mean? Because there's the dark side of that. It's like the other thing as well, of like in that book where she talks about the emotions as far as she goes. It's
what
not
book is that?
The book.
It's really good. Missus has got that fucking book.
Really
as well.
Good.
Yeah,
I recommend it, mate. Even if you ain't got kids, really good book. But like, if you like look at emotions, you don't have a mixing desk. You can't be like, right, I'm going to fucking add a little bit more fucking high end to the happiness. I'm going to fucking drop out the fucking anger. I mean, you ain't mixing it. It's like, it's one volume button. You either dampen all your emotions or you turn them all up. That's why like antidepressants and shit. You're not just fucking, you're not just like dampening your misery. You're numbing everything. You're numbing your happiness. You're numbing in your fucking.
Yeah. And all it is electrical signals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that, I think that as well is like when you understand that your emotions are literally electronic signals running through your body, just let them be that, innit? Let them carry on doing that and stop worrying about them.
Johnny Five is alive.
But easier said than done.
Yeah, it is.
Easy enough.
Five is alive.
Short circuit.
I love that.
I'll say something on that, man. That came out when? Like 87, 88? I was like fucking young as fuck then.
25?
Yeah, and I was living in like, where was I? Like sort of Brighton way, like where we came from originally. Like, and we went to this party at this hotel where my old man worked at the time. And I'd been watching that film like that day and I fucking loved it. And I was saying all the little phrases and that. And then it was like a fancy dress party. We were dressed as like fucking Christmas presents or some shit. Me and my parents, like low budget, like just whatever we were. And then went to bed, whatever, like 11, I don't know, like quite late for a little kiddie. I was like 5 or 6 or whatever. Went to bed at like 11. And then like fucking 2, 3 in the morning, I did in my sleep or whatever it was, a dream. I was like, number 5 is alive, like at the top of my fucking voice. And I woke up like my mum and dad, my sisters, and they were like, what are you doing? And then like the next day, they were like, do you know you shouted out number 5 is alive at like fucking full volume, like in your sleep?
So you're still talking like, to sleep now?
No, no, man, not at all.
I do, like, apparently.
Did you do it when you were younger? Or was that like a one-off?
No, it was. I think it was a one-off. It's just fucking nice. That had impacted on me so much. I've been repeating it so much.
In the late night.
Yeah.
It's too late for you.
I apparently still do it now. My missus tell you I say all sorts of fucking stuff. For my
I can remember you saying shit. When you lived at Dane's.
Yeah, and like fucking, I remember once it was fucking Gordy. I remember he rang me and he was like, where are you? And I said, I was like, oh, I'm at fucking, I'm at Nikki's house, in bed with fucking Nikki or something. I was at my house on my own, like, having a conversation, boss asleep, like, mate,
what? I'm at Nikki's house in bed with Nikki.
Yeah, I'm like, well, no.
Okay then.
Do you know what I mean? Like, no recollection of the fucking like thing. He's like, yeah, I was like, you said this.
Oh, no,
like,
wait, this was a real phone call.
This was a real phone call.
I thought it was in a dream.
So I'd answered my phone and said this.
Right. When you were asleep?
When I'm asleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get you now. Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, fuck yeah, it's like, yeah, I woke up in the morning. They're like, yeah, fuck it, where'd you end it last? I was like, glad. I was like, home. Like, you know, like, nah, you fucking, that's what you said. I was like, what? He said, yeah, we rang you. And I looked. Like, fucking, oh my god, fucking, there was a phone call at that time.
Imagine if you had like voice recorder at that time, it'd be amazing to like play it back and just hear yourself like randomly chuntering bullshit.
Yeah,
like.
Why do they do that? They got the apps that do that. The apps
record
that
you in
like, so yeah, they do their sleep monitoring apps.
That's interesting,
but they like they'll pick up the recording like when you do snore, it's like a snore recording. But so
okay, yeah,
like
that'll be going off all the time. In
Alexa,
yeah, yeah.
Alexa, fuck you.
She's a creepy bitch, man. Yeah, I don't know how people allow her in their house.
Mate, every time I go to my mum and dad's, I turn her off. I turn it off at the wall and unplug it. I'm like, why do you keep... What's wrong with you, bro? Like, why are you giving your whole regime to this bot?
To the Bezos.
Yeah, to Bezos. It's not even his anymore, is it?
Wow, well, it is, isn't it? But it's like... At some point,
it's probably worse. Him not being in control, because who's in control of it now?
The NSA, probably.
A robot, probably. Yeah. Probably Alexa. She is the CEO of Amazon.
I watched the film the other day. It was almost like a kid's version of Terminator.
Sick.
And it was like the guy, he like created a new app and he goes, "Say goodbye to your app. I've created the real robot." And then the robot comes out. The film I was watching quite well. The robot starts to take over. It's on Netflix, sick. Man. I'll message you. It was good. But it was like, Skynet, man.
Skynet.
But like, I followed out TechLore, is their channel. If anyone wants to like learn more about privacy and fucking security, they're really good. And they just like, they do a weekly podcast where they talk about all the data breaches.
Okay.
And they tell you what companies have been data breaches. They're always hot on like which platforms you should use for privacy. Like, for example, Signal as a messaging app. They're like what VPN you should use. And they're like basically pretty much every VPN, mainstream VPN, you shouldn't be using.
Yeah.
Because they're all like, and they talk about the Five Eyes. And then you've got the 19 Eyes. So the Five Eyes are UK, US, Canada, New Zealand. But like, you mean like the main ones who share fucking
information.
Right. Then you've got the extended ones, which then goes to like France, EU and all those places. And it's like, you want ones what are in, not in that. Basically anything from Switzerland. Get your VPN from a Swiss company. Like, you mean, get your email, encrypted email provider from a Swiss company. People that just like are generally about like, they don't give a fuck. They don't want to like browse through your shit and data harvest.
There's more value in it as well, though. That's what I don't understand. It's like,
well, that's what Apple are marketing, aren't they? They're marketing about how private they are, but they're not.
Apple, like, yeah, what, the people like, that said they're going to look for porn on your kiddie porn.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Did you hear that? The latest Apple thing. So they've iCloud.
That's a good thing, though, in a way, isn't it? Like, if they can fucking target, like, whatever, and
weed them out, but what
fucking punishment are they going to give them?
Yeah, but what nonsense fucking use iCloud to fucking share their fucking...
They've got it all uploaded to the cloud.
Like, you mean, like, great, fucking all for it if you're catching nonsense, but, like...
Yeah.
How many nonsense have you catched?
Yeah, how many are, like... Are you really trawling everyone's iCloud photos to catch nonsense, or are you trawling everyone's iCloud photos to...
see what they're doing. Yeah, exactly, man.
And hiding behind the fact of like, how can we get it? But no one's really on the terrorism thing anymore. What things do affect people? Nonsense. People don't like nonsense. Let's tell them we're looking for nonsense. Do you mean like fucking common
epic
Apple?
Nonsery.
Do you know what I mean? Like, fuck's sake. Like, it's like, do you mean it's like that? They've stopped it. It's not going ahead now.
Good.
But like, what would happen is basically it would like a computer would go through. And then,
because it's still invasion of your fucking privacy, isn't it? Like, you're committing an offence, like, and it's against fucking nature and God.
But
it's not
the ones that are committing offences, because it's going to be like, you're on your family holiday, your fucking 3-year-old's running around on the beach, the video goes up, you're fucking doing, it's like, okay. There we go.
And it'll
boom!
Flag
that,
up. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
That's nonsense.
The computer, because the computer's now flagged it up, that now gives them the right to go in and invade all of your shit.
This is the thing. Like, but the thing is, we're conditioned so much for that kind of thing to happen. Because you look at, I was thinking this the other day. Like, you look at like Demolition Man or something. They're doing all this like mellow greetings and all this bullshit. And that's, we can't like shake, like we can shake hands now, but they were doing that in like 93. So that's 30 years ago. So there must be an agenda, obviously a knowledge base or a power, whatever you want to call it, that fucking wants you to have that that general viewpoint on life x amount of years before. Like, look at Robocop or the militarized police. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And now they're fucking, killing people with impunity. Do you know what I mean? It's just, and the space stuff.
Yeah.
They've got a map of like the fucking human, persona or whatever, and they know that you've got a file here for this, you've got a file here for fucking werewolves, you've got one for fucking space, you've got you know, and they influence those things.
Well, we had Nico on, and you're talking about the policing, and it was like fucking, he was saying about what the president done over there on the war on drugs, And it's like, you can just like grass your neighbor up, say you sell a meth, and they send hitmen in, they didn't even send the police in. That's how he was like, I'm going to crack down on drugs. And they're like the Philippines, wasn't
it? Yeah, that was it.
Like, well, the president, then he was like, everyone was like, oh yeah, he's just saying he's going to crack down on drugs. Got to power, and he was just fucking hiring hitmen, sending them in the middle of the night. He goes, right, and then they were like, if you don't tell us who your neighbors are, we're going to fucking punish you as well.
Yeah.
So they was like, yep, he does it. But he said the worst thing about it was like, you can then be like, oh, I don't like him.
Roscoe for a laugh, isn't it?
You to kill him.
It's just thuggery though, isn't it? It's like, fucking do this or we're gonna fucking beat you. Do you know what I mean? That's what it is, a monopoly.
And it's like the whole thing on the drugs thing, right? It's like, why are you telling people what they can and can't put in their body?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And the whole thing comes back to, was it Nixon when he was like, the war on drugs? It was Nixon, wasn't it? Or was it Reagan?
Reagan.
Was it Reagan?
Reagan war on drugs, wouldn't it? Yeah.
So Reagan, like, with that he'd like, and it's open. There's that.
How's that going for you, mate?
There's that video, that own video of him openly saying, like, fucking, about the teenager at the time, and this, like who were all doing acid and that. He was like, why don't none of these boys want to fight for us? And Jimmy was like, none of them want to go to war.
They're in another world, aren't
they? It's like, nah, fuck that. They start thinking for themselves. Yeah. And there's even an interview, it's like, we need to stop this.
Yeah.
This is making people think for themselves.
Yeah.
And this even him openly saying, we don't want that. And it's like, fucking,
Yeah. Like, I know people that have like done like mushrooms or LSD or whatever, and they've fucking changed them forever, bruv. Like, the whole fucking outlook on reality fully changed them. And like, you know, I'm not saying like everyone should just fucking go out and do that, but
allegedly it does help.
More people should be open to certain things, because this is like they fucking plug this all the time, don't they?
Yeah.
But there was a thing that it was the guy, he wrote a book. I don't know what his book is. It's about plants.
Right, I'm drinking.
Like drunk, like. But he starts off. They start talking about caffeine.
Yeah.
And he says as a stimulant, and how that's pushed because it's all to do with the culture of like productivity. Yeah, so they want caffeine and stuff like that pushed. But then they were talking about psychedelics, but he was saying that he goes, people who do it, they become more compassionate on this stuff. He goes, but then what he didn't say, what they really want to do, it's not what they didn't say. He says, we want to like give it to right wing fucking like people who are very conservative.
Yeah.
Right.
And see if it does the same to them.
Yeah.
Because the trouble is, we're talking about
most people are left.
It's like they're going to be susceptible to doing it before. Okay, so we're already like a bit like, But like, I mean, like, it's like, I want like everyone to be like, have a chance of like what everyone's got. Do you mean like,
yeah.
Do you mean we want equal rights for people? And but then you want people who want to conserve things as they are. Yeah. Like,
every politician can do a heroic dose of shrooms or LSD.
That would be the interesting test. Yeah. Are these people that are very on the right of like conservatism?
Because would it change their whole... I reckon it would. I reckon, right?
Like a hardcore racist people, or something.
Like, I don't know how true this is, but I reckon people that are more academic are probably more right.
More authoritarian rather than left and right.
Yeah. Like more regimented.
Yeah.
Less likely to try create like things that are a bit out there.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like I haven't met many Tories that have jumped out of planes.
No.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like things like that.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Less experimental.
Because it's like, I can't remember what it was who explained it, but they were explaining like, people that they generally like the creative types, lateral thinking, like that can merge with that, or there should be really no boundaries there. Like, Jimmy, it's like, well, why can't that go with that? And then, like, the other side of it is like, no, this has a box for that, that has a box for that, that's for that. And it's like, very much, like,
we're only allowed to do cocaine,
cocaine for productivity, cocaine and caffeine.
There you go,
Yeah, that's a new t-shirt, Brad, isn't it? Cocaine and caffeine,
yeah.
That would fucking fly you up the ranks.
CNC,
you'll be CEO before
cocaine
you know
caviar,
it.
Caviar, isn't it? That's the other one,
caviar.
Cocaine and caffeine, you'll be CEO before you know it,
yeah. Not that we're endorsing any of this,
no, but I do really think they should fucking give heroic doses of fucking,
yeah, so do I. I do
psychedelics
endorse that message.
To,
everyone, man, give it to kids, give it to old people, give it to, give it to dogs.
Boris, you know. Get your fucking dose. Who else?
They've been given MDMA to octopuses, apparently.
If you reckon, if you
get, and they've been like hugging each other, like loving each other.
If I reckon, okay, if you gave, yeah, I reckon, cool, if man, you gave cool, MDMA to Biden, he'd fucking have a heart attack.
Yeah,
and
he just dropped dead on the spot, wouldn't he?
Give him anything, yeah, have a heart attack and die.
Give him a cup of coffee.
Give him a what's it, bro? This fucks. Yeah, Biden's jokes, bro.
Yeah, he's fucking funny.
I seen a video the other day, and he put it out right, and he's fucking, and he's not even driving the car, and he pulls up, and they go to ask him some awkward questions. He's like, bye! And it's like, they cut the steering on the other side, and the bloke on the other side of the car is driving, but it's just a pretend steering wheel to make it look like he's driving the car. God. And he's like, for me, look at up his fucking jokes. And they ask him more questions. He's like, I'm off now, bye! And he fucking like, does the window, but he's not even fucking driving the car. There's a pretend steering wheel.
American, British politics is getting there with Boris, but like, why do American politicians always just, they just seem like comedians to me?
Yeah.
Well, the last two, the last two, definitely. Like, Trump, mate. He's mate, his timing, like, he needs to do a podcast, man.
He,
get him on air, innit? Get him in.
But again, like, you can see, like, fucking, like, the same here, like, with Labour, you've, like, abandoned a whole, like, Labour of, again, they've gone down this whole fucking middle class route of like fucking left middle fucking authoritarians. Do you know what I mean? And they've abandoned fucking the their whole demographic, their whole core audience. Same as what happened in America. So they fucking, that's why they all fucking voted for fucking, they were like, oh, fuck you then, we'll vote for the orange man. Like,
He's got a nice trim though. He had a lovely trim.
Bit of a tool though, isn't he?
Yeah. He'll be back soon anyway.
Yeah.
That's an hour.
Is it? Alright, wow, so
that went really quick.
What's
your personal meaning of life today, mate? Or what is your personal meaning of life?
Give gratitude, give thanks, spread love where you can.
What's that? Go with that.
Yeah. Nice.
One's gotta go. Basketball or hip hop?
Why?
Don't do that to me. Hip hop.
Got to go or stay?
Hip hop's got to stay.
Yeah.
Basketball. I'd do some fucking Joe Wicks or something, man.
Breath work or gratitude?
Oh, mate. I don't even know on that one. Like, I started with gratitude, then I got into breath work, and like that, I thought to myself, that superseded this. Breathwork superseded the gratitude, but I don't know.
Go get rid of one.
I'd have to say keep gratitude.
Alright,
say keep gratitude.
KRS-One or Immortal Technique?
KRS.
Okay.
Stay in.
KRS. Stay in. Yeah, 100%. Okay. Yeah, man.
Kim Jong Un.
Yeah.
Or Xi Jinping.
Who?
Is that you say his name? What's his name? The Chinese one.
Oh, Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping.
Yao Ming.
Boy.
No, who's that? I don't even know who that is.
The Chinese dude. Or the leader. The leader of China or the leader of North Korea.
Okay, I don't follow politics. Get rid of the first one.
Who did China I say first?
One. Yeah, Kim Jong.
Oh, the Rocket Man.
Yeah, get rid of him.
One more? Costa.
What is my phone up to then?
Fuck knows.
What's that mean?
Kill Boris
Johnson or revive Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, fucking hell.
Hello, mate.
I think you got to get rid of Boris, man. I think he's just an absolute...
Oh, what? Margaret Thatcher?
Dickhead. And what? And then Margaret Thatcher comes back if you do that. I think I'd do that because she's so, like, old school and out... She'd be so out of touch with everything now. I'd let her crack on and then get rid of Boris. That'd be good, yeah.
We could probably do... probably shouldn't talk about plotting to kill the Prime Minister on there. But we could
It's all theoretical.
Good.
Hypothetical. I'm not really going to do it.
Well, remember the 5th of November. Gunpowder, treason, and plot. Ladies and gentlemen, that was episode 20-something of the Jimson and Roscoe Show, and that was J-Dart. Thank you, J-Dart.
Boom. Thank you.
Carry on.
Big love.
Yeah.